podcast that follows a dream with Jordan Anderson.
Oh, I'm not proud of him. He doesn't let his disability get in his way. He just likes talking to people.
Intellectually, I just think he's ready to do something. You know, I think he's ready to better himself and get there.
So what he's always wanted to do, and he's chasing his dream, so just give it your all and good luck.
Presented by Jordan Anderton and Scott Bruton. Follow the dream.
Welcome to episode 6 of Follow the Dream, the podcast, with me, Jordan Anderton, and my co-host, Scott Bruton.
Howdy doody. You alright, mate?
Yeah, I am. How are you, pal?
Do you know what? I'm really bloody good, mate, actually. Yeah, I've had a good week. How about yourself?
Yeah, I've had a good week and all. Well, just a norm, really, looking after Archibald.
Oh, nice. How's he doing?
He's been wearing his little mascot t-shirt with my face on it.
Nice.
Yeah, and you can get... just to remind the people, you can get all your merchandise from Positive Media, Follow the Dream. Just type in your search bar on Facebook, Follow the Dream Podcast, and it should pop up.
Alternatively, you can go on Facebook, where you'll be able to find a link. Just type in your search bar, Follow the Dream Podcast, and you're good to go.
Yep. So... most of the time, I never know what we're doing in any of these podcasts. So, Scott, what are we doing today?
Well, Jordan, we're doing a bit of Nelly and Kelly. Do you know what that means?
Dilemmas.
Dilemmas, indeed. Yes, I've got three questions for you. Well, three dilemmas that right. You've got to properly think about.
Okay, now, then.
So, I hope you got your thinking cap on.
Yep.
Okay, dilemma number one. If Amanda Holden found out about this podcast tomorrow and wanted you to interview her next week, what would you do? Bearing in mind, that would mean you've achieved the dream, which would signal the end of the podcast.
Well, what I would actually do is I'd explain the actual concept of the podcast and how long it's got to last before I can get to the ultimate dream. We don't want to do that straight away. So I'd explain all that, and then hopefully, once I've explained it, things should be fine.
So you're saying you'd put Amanda Holden on hold?
Yeah. In the, like it says in the name, Amanda Holden.
You'd put Amanda on Holden?
Yeah.
How do you think she'd feel about that?
Well... I always like to think she's a nice person, so I'm hoping she'd understand.
I think she would. Straight on to dilemma number two.
Right.
The BBC want to invite you to their studios as an occasional guest to discuss the latest soap opera stories. The only thing is, you would have to give up the podcast. What would you do?
Well... It's all about loyalty, isn't it? So, I'd have to think where my loyalties lay, and obviously, it's with this podcast, isn't it? So I'd have to say, thank you for the wonderful opportunity, but I'm really sorry, but I'd have to turn it down.
Even if they let you talk about Coronation Street as much as you wanted.
Well, yeah, But that's the thing, really. I don't really watch Coronation Street anymore. I'm more of an Emmerdale and EastEnders film.
Well, even if they sorted out a nice little tour around Emmerdale Farm for you and they got you a pint in the wool pack, what then?
Oh. Well, I wouldn't really... hang on, let me think about this. Yeah, that's what I'm going to say.
That's you're sticking with that.
Yeah.
And of course, this is a hypothetical situation because Emmerdale is, of course, on ITV, which means they're going nowhere near the Woolpack. It's out of bounds, mate.
No.
Out of bounds. Now, dilemma three, reading this, boss man. He's dropped me right in it here, Jord.
Oh, dear.
He's dropped me right in it. Dilemma three.
Yep.
You win £100 million on the lottery.
Yeah.
So you have the opportunity and the funds now to pay Amanda Holden an exorbitant amount of money to be your co-host of a podcast. Would you choose to pay Amanda or keep doing the podcast with me?
Well, I value your friendship, mate, but it's Amanda Holden, innit?
Listen, right, I'm negotiating my settlement right now. we have to talk numbers, mate.
But there's also you don't have to only have two people on a podcast.
That's very true, but the dilemma is,
yeah,
you'd have to stop doing this podcast to go and do one with Amanda.
Well, as I answered earlier in one of the questions, it's too soon to leave this podcast, so I'd have to decline the offer.
Ooh. So there are your three dilemmas. I think you answered very, very well, mate. Very, very well.
Thank you.
Except for dilemma three. Thanks. Oh. Yeah. Sure.
Follow the dream. The Amanda Holden update.
Oh my god!
So, our weekly Amanda Holden update. I've been listening to her show on Heart, you know, Jordan.
Have you?
Her and Jamie Theakston. It's very,
oh,
very
yeah,
good.
Jamie Theakston.
Very, very good, isn't it?
Yeah, very, very good. They do something called birthday shout-outs.
They do, yeah.
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 I'd love to get my birthday on there.
Well, this is it. Just contact the show and see if you can get on there. That would be brilliant. Hey, that might be foot in the door, that, you know.
Ah,
you see. Do you know what I love the most about it? I like that American lady when she does the showbiz update.
Oh yeah,
I think she's very, very good. And I love the music as well. I love the music that they play.
Yeah, they have such a variety, don't they? They don't have they're not one of those stations where they just play the same three records all the time, are they?
Very true. Very true. Although saying that, like since we started this podcast, I always listen to Zoe Ball in the morning when I'm driving into work on Radio 2. I think she's fantastic. But since we started doing this podcast, I've switched to Amanda Holden. And now it's almost like routine.
Yeah.
It's almost like I'll get in the car and immediately Heart goes on.
Well, unfortunately, this morning, I switched it on to listen like I normally do I've started this podcast. And I was all ready to listen to it. And someone was standing in for her.
Yeah, yeah, she wasn't in, was she?
No. Kelly Brook and JK.
Yeah, JK was
Jason,
on.
Jason King, by the way. I've only just realised who he is.
Famous, of course, for JK and Joel. Yeah. One of your radio duo idols.
He is, yeah.
Can we just
they
say
are,
as
yeah.
Well? Yeah, yeah. It's been a while since I've heard him on airwaves, to be honest. So normally this is the point where we come to the worst bit of the podcast. It's the bad joke of the week. But before we do that, Jordan, we've got something a little different. So, Jordan, when we hear that sound, that means that we've got a very, very special voicemail from a guest that's called into the podcast. Starting next week,
yeah,
people are going to be randomly leaving us voicemails and we're going to be having a listen and reacting to them after we hear Amanda Holden speak.
Right.
Thanks for contacting Follow the Dream. Please leave your message after Amanda Holden speaks.
Sunday morning, you and me. Porn stars. Old jars of like 1950s OXO.
Porn stars and OXOs from the 50s. There we go.
Well, I'll take that.
Sounds like my kind of night, yeah. Yeah, brilliant. So next week, Jordan, we're going to be getting a few very, very special people coming into the podcast and leaving us nice little messages. So that sound could happen at literally any point.
Yeah, a bit like surprise, surprise, but with no candid camera.
So it's the worst part of the show. Here we go again. It's the joke of the week. Jordan, what have you got for us?
Right. Well, you know how there's a rugby team called the Wasps, don't you?
The Wasps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, guess what?
Go on.
They've got a B team.
That's actually quality. That is actually quality. Yeah. Yeah. They've got a B team. Yeah.
On that note, that's another one done and dusted. We're flying.
Another one in the bank, mate. Another one in the bank. Join us next week on the Follow the Dream podcast for more fun and more surprises and more terrible jokes. Yeah.
And don't forget, somebody's going to be leaving us a voicemail. Who can it be?
Only one way to find out. Tune in next week.
See you next week.
See you next week, dude.
A Positive Media Company production. Follow the Dream. Presented by Jordan Anderton and Scott Bruton. Visit positivemedia.org.uk.